Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance. We have the undefeated head basketball coach of the Carroll Cougars, ranked 2 in 2A basketball, Mr. Adam Tessinger. Coach, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, undefeated.
Undefeated. It was a tough game last night. Didn't really start out very well. I give a lot of credit to Coach Dunn and everybody over at Rossville. Their staff, their players, they definitely had a game plan they stuck to, and took till about almost the end of the third quarter and then through the fourth quarter for us to kind of pull away. But, I mean, we came to expect it a little bit. Conference games are always tough. Obviously, a heated rivalry back and forth between the two schools here the last few years. So we knew we were going to get a good game from them. They're a good team. And so we're just happy we came out on top.
21-19 at halftime. I'm going to say that you got to add into the fact that these are neighboring guys that know each other really, really well, and pride comes to the top pretty quick in this game.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, I think, truthfully, it was kind of working against us there in the first half a little bit. I think, not that the guys were putting a little too much pressure on themselves, but they knew it was a big game. They always want to play well against Rossville, and I know Rossville always wants to play well against us. And we kind of told them at halftime we thought they were forcing a little bit too much, trying to do stuff by themselves rather than, trying to get into our offense, make a couple passes, set some good screens, things like that to try and get us open looks at the basket. So we were trying to really emphasize being a little less selfish there in the second half to try and get us going.
Well, John Jacoby was kind of keeping me abreast of what was going on there last night, and he said that you had a lot of turnovers in the first half.
We did, yes, and they didn't even have their patented run and jump press that they are extremely good at. We were definitely ready, or hopefully ready, I guess. We prepared for it, but it was just them getting back and being sound defensively and forcing us into, I mean, some turnovers that were a little uncharacteristic. But again, I give credit to those guys for having that game plan and taking advantage of what they saw as a weakness. And in the first half, it definitely was. I think we had 10 or 11 turnovers going into halftime.
Well, Rossville comes in off for a big win against Western, and that had to be a good boast for them to come in there, and then only being down 21-19 at halftime, they had to be feeling pretty good about themselves.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we talked to Coach Dunn a little bit before the game, and we talked about their first game or two of the season, and they've pretty quickly turned it around against their last four games. They're on a four-game win streak, putting it to some teams, and like you said, they took care of Western, who's traditionally been a pretty solid team over there. So they were definitely ready to go.
We'll turn our eyes towards your ball team. Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Huerta and Mr. Viney and Mr. Harshberger and just go right down the line.
Yeah, so last night, Chris Huerta was the one who in the first half kind of brought a spark for us, especially defensively. He was locked in to basically picking up whoever was bringing up the ball for them, which ended up being the Del Real kid. For the majority of the game. And so I think he definitely caused them some problems getting into their offense. A couple turnovers, and again, so it was really him in that first half that sparked us. And then Griff got into a little bit of foul trouble in the first half. Came back in the fourth quarter and had played a lot better. So, again, he adds that different element to our team that we don't really have. And we could definitely tell we missed him not being out there in that first half because he was in foul trouble. And then Eli Harshberger off the bench. I mean, to everyone on our coaching staff and probably everybody there last night, he was that spark that we needed there in the third quarter, in the second half. He came off the bench, not just the fact that he hit three threes in the game, but he was so engaged defensively. And you could just tell he was wanting to do whatever he could to make a positive impact and help us win.
Well, I'm looking down your roster. We haven't got to see you yet. You know we're coming your way on Wednesday when you take on Wabash. We're looking forward to that ball game. But
yep.
I can see why you're, for me, ranked 2 in 2A basketball, as not only do you have, really good five starting guys, but you've got a nice bench that rotates in without anybody missing a lick.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we've talked about and stressed and emphasized ever since this summer. We know that our five starters all bring something to the table that they can contribute in a positive manner. But truthfully, I believe we've got four guys that we try to get in at some point, at least a little bit, because there are four guys off our bench, I think, that are more than capable of positively impacting, you know, the varsity game at any given time. And they all bring a little bit of different ability. So it's nice sometimes not to be necessarily stuck with a certain guy if the matchup isn't quite right, if that makes sense. So, and it just helps if we get in foul trouble, helps if, you know, I mean, sickness going around, if somebody ever gets sick, we know that we can count on those guys to step in and hopefully help us not miss anything as we go forward.
All right, so you've got five games under your belt, Coach. What do you feel like you still need to work hard on to get better? And what are you most happy about?
Getting better. We've been really emphasizing our half-court offense because, as Rossville showed last night, if teams get back defensively and we can't get out in transition as well, sometimes we struggle. But that second half, a lot of the stuff that we've been working on in practice really came to fruition. Like we saw the half-court offense, the screens, the ball movements that we've kind of envisioned a little bit. And so, I mean, that's definitely something to still work on, but at the same time, be happy with, if that makes sense. Cause we're headed definitely in the right direction. And so to continue to do that, and then kind of moving forward, thinking matchups wise and things like that, we've got Wabash and then after Wabash, our holiday tourney against Tipton and then whoever from that point. And we know both Wabash and Tipton have got knockdown shooters. So we're going to have to make sure defensively that our switches are there. Our closeouts are good. We get a hand up. We can't give these guys open looks or they're going to knock it down. I think both of those teams are shooting probably about 40% from three as a team this season. And so definitely something to work on moving forward. But the biggest thing I'm happy about just, I mean, these kids, I've said it a ton, but they just don't necessarily care who gets the credit or who gets the most stats. These guys, they've bought into the fact that we need to do what we need to do as a team, and they're willing to work in practice. And then they take any of this coaching from myself, assistant coaches, whatever. Like we go into halftime last night and talk about some adjustments, and they come out and they just take it in stride and they implement it. So it's been fun to watch. It's definitely been a great start.
Well, the Central Holiday Tournament, you are on top of it. You play Tipton first, and then if the winner of that ball game will take on the winner of the Central Clinton Prairie matchup. So the potential of you playing Wabash, Tipton, maybe Prairie in your next three ball games lines up a pretty good schedule for you.
Yes, we love to be challenged. Because it lets us, again, kind of know where we're at, but also some of the things we can work on. If we struggle in certain aspects, we know that we need to get better at, and we'll address that as we move forward. That way, the goal would be to be as ready as we can be at the end of February, beginning of March, when sectionals rolls around. So challenging yourself, I don't know that we've really had a three- or four-game stretch coming up like this since I've been here. And so it's definitely going to be good to see kind of where everybody's at and where we stack up, because Wabash and Tipton both, I think, were either in the polls or staggering rating wise. They're up there with us. So and then just going to be good competition for us.
Let's talk a little bit about your JV guys. How are your underclassmen doing right now?
They also picked up the win last night. They're 4-1 now on the season. They lost their season opener to Lewis Cass in overtime. And have rattled off four straight wins since then. And, I mean, we're getting to the point where they're kind of replicating and doing what we ask at the varsity level, at the JV level. And, we've got some pretty good defensive play out of them. And their defense is really leading into their offense, I think. So, they're holding teams to like 30 points a game. So they've kind of bought into some of the defensive rotations and things like that we do at the varsity level, and you can definitely see the results of paying off.
Well, as I look at your roster down the lineup, you know you're going to lose about three or four seniors off your team. But then as I look down at the JV team, you still have a couple juniors and some sophomores that are rocking right there along with some freshmen. So that means your feeder system is rolling pretty well.
Yeah, that would definitely be the goal. Right now it's looking pretty good. But as I've mentioned before, somebody asked me that kind of same question in one of my first interviews, and I just, being at a small school like this, the goal would be that we really start down in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade level, and really get them fundamentally sound more than anything, so that they're ready to roll when they hit the high school level. And obviously, you can't expect to always sustain great seasons. But I said the biggest credit I give to a lot of these programs around here that have been good for a long time is their valleys are not nearly as bad as 3 or 4 win seasons. Their quote unquote down seasons are, they'll still win 10, 12, 13, 14 games, whatever the case might be. And so, obviously not guaranteeing that'll always be the case, but that's essentially what our goal is, trying to get these guys to always compete on a night in and night out basis. And hopefully make Carroll basketball relevant, not just for this last couple of years and this year, but into the future as well.
Well, it's important. It's important to the school system. I think there's some people who don't realize the importance of high school athletics for each high school. It's so important. If you get into the losing mode, then the atmosphere in the school is, you know, let's just get through and get out. But if you're winning, everybody can't wait to get there.
Yeah, 100%. And that's across the board with where we're at right now. The last couple of years, you can look at fall sports, winter sports, spring sports. I think total last year we had 5 or 6 sectional championships as a school, between the boys and girls programs in those different seasons. And we've had a pretty good start. Football won their sectional this year. Soccer had a pretty successful season. Cross country had some people advance. And so, I mean, you're 100% right. It's just kind of building the culture not only of our program but of Carroll in general, and trying to make sure that when we step onto the court or whatever it is, whatever sport we're playing, that we're going to give the other team our best and go from there.
Coach, we really appreciate you calling in this morning. I know this is a busy time for you and trying to get maybe Saturday practices in or walkthroughs. Talk about last night's ball game. So we appreciate you calling in and talking to us inside the huddle today.
I appreciate that. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
Yep, we can't wait to get up there. We've been speaking with Coach Adam Tessinger, the head coach of the number 2A team number 2 team in 2A basketball, the Carroll Cougars. You've been listening to Inside the Huddle here, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.